We are broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. And Donita, please call the roll.
Senator Findley.
Findley, present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Senator Boquist on the telephone.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. Okay, we have one bill up before the committee today. It's Senate Bill 252, so I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 252.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, this is Jamie McGovern from Legislative Revenue Office. Senate Bill 252 addresses recording fees that in large part go to the County Assessment and Taxation Fund, and it just sets that these recording fees would not apply to a certified copy of a death record. And then just in addition, some language changing musts to shalls for clarity and cleanup.
Okay, and we have two witnesses from the Oregon Association of County Clerks, so I'll take them in order. Nancy Blankenship.
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me? I was a little bit of echo. I didn't want to.
I'm not hearing an echo on my line. I'm not quite seeing your whole face. You might want to adjust your screen there. There we go.
Sorry, I got a new screen this morning and I'm still getting used to it. So thank you, Chair Burdick, Vice Chair Boquist, Senators Findley, Riley, and Wagner. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on behalf of the Oregon Association of County Clerk. I'm Nancy Blankenship from Deschutes County, Deschutes County Clerk. We wanted to first start out with just sharing what the fees were. So for example, the fees to record a one-page document consists of the following fees. $5 to record the fee, the document, $11 for the assessment and taxation and Oregon Land Information System fee, $5 for the public land corner preservation, $60 for the housing alliance tax. Now the public land corner preservation fee varies among counties between $5 and $10. And some counties also charge a local fee for technology, like Deschutes County has a fee for our GIS. So a fairly common scenario that we see and which we are trying to hope will encourage you to support Senate Bill 252 is we see that a couple will purchase a home. So they pay all the fees I mentioned when they record the deed. Then typically they'll get a loan. Purchase that home. So they pay the above fees to record the mortgage or the trustee documents. The mortgage may get sold to another company, so the couple may pay those fees again to record the assigned. Then the couple, eventually on a happy day pays off the loan. So they pay the above fees to record the necessary documents to satisfy that loan. Then one of them passes away. So now the certified death certificate needs to be recorded. And what that does is it takes the deceased spouse off the deed title. And so they pay the same fees yet again at the most difficult part of their life. Sometimes widowers actually forego recording due to the cost while standing at our counter tears. Having gone through this process almost 2 years ago, I know that there are a lot of expenses involved when your spouse passes away. So we'd just like to have a little logical relief here for those widows and widowers going through that situation and ask you to exempt recording a death certificate from the $60 house. Please join us in supporting Senate Bill 252. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? I see no questions, so we'll move on to our next witness, Darren Dagg Robinson.
Good afternoon, Senators. Chair Burdick, members of the committee, thanks for having taking the time to hear from us today. I just want to, I'm not going to reiterate exactly what my colleague from Deschutes County.
Would you please put your name on the record? Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dag Robinson, Harney County Clerk. Today is co-chair of the Oregon Association of County Clerks Legislative Committee and on behalf of Harney County. I just wanted to reiterate what my colleague Nancy from Deschutes County had mentioned. We see these widows and widowers come in at the most difficult times of their life. Oftentimes, if the death occurred early in the month, their spouse's Social Security check could have been taken back from them only days prior to the death. So their pay or their monthly income has been cut in half, and yet we slap them with this recording fee. One thing I want to mention that we didn't mention in our testimony is the optics related to this fee. In some cases, Morrow County, for example, the county clerk is actually the registrar, so she issues the death certificate. So the person would actually have to pay the county clerk for the death record, then turn around and come right back into the county clerk's office and pay a recording fee to record it in that same office in the deed records. So there's an optics issue there that looks as though I was paid to get the record, now I'm paying to give it back to you. There's just a broken process when it comes to charging this fee on a death record. My testimony, I would actually support an amendment waiving the fee on the entire document. The legislature has done that for military discharges, and I believe the recording of a death certificate of the spouse warrants that same respect. So I would actually encourage that, and we hope that you will support this bill and recommend a do pass motion on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? I think it's significant that the request for this bill is coming from the county clerks. And so I appreciate you showing up, and I'm glad you didn't have to make the drive.
Yes, thank you for that.
Okay. Are there questions from the committee? I see no questions, so we will take this under advisement, and thank you to our witnesses and to our committee. We'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 252. And Chris, do we have anything else we need to accomplish?
You do not, Madam Chair. That was your agenda. And I would add, you do not have a meeting tomorrow, just to remind committee members.
Chris froze up for a second there, but what he was saying is we don't have a meeting tomorrow. So getting the day off. All right. Thank you. And with that, we are adjourned.